This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The nations of the NATO alliance, including the United States, say there will be no business as usual with Russia as long as its troops occupy part of nearby Georgia. Since Russian troops poured into Georgia more than a week ago, the U.S. and NATO have been struggling to fashion a response. Now we have some idea what it is. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now live to explain. He's in Brussels, where NATO leaders or NATO representatives have been meeting. And what's this mean, no business as usual?
Well, Steve, I got to say that we don't exactly know what no business as usual means. There was a lot of heated rhetoric today at the NATO meeting, and it's clear that a number of the members, perhaps all, are quite angry at what Russia has done and at Russia's resistance to withdrawing after having agreed to withdraw its troops over the last couple of days. So they've seized on this phrase, no business as usual. Specifically, what they said is that they will suspend meetings of what's known as the NATO-Russia Council. Some years ago, this council was established because NATO understood that there is a delicate relationship with Russia, between NATO and Russia, and this was meant to carry out significant consultations. Now NATO is saying, for the time being, they're not going to meet with Russia in this particular council.
You have to wonder if Russia cares if it doesn't have particular meetings with NATO or not.
Well, that issue has come up. It's not entirely clear whether Russia will be persuaded by any of NATO's actions as a result of their consultations today. But the Secretary General of NATO did make the point that just as NATO cares about what Russia does, Russia cares about what NATO does. And if it is to be to some degree isolated from NATO, this may cause leaders in the Kremlin to think twice or think again about what really their interests are in Georgia.
Mike Schuster, I want to ask about another matter here. Georgia has wanted to be a member of NATO itself. I suppose if Georgia had been a member of NATO when Russian troops entered, that's the kind of thing that could have triggered a major response from other NATO nations. Of course, it didn't happen, but now there's this talk of setting up a kind of NATO-Georgia commission. What is that, and what are the long-term implications of it?
Well, today is the first we heard of the creation of a NATO-Georgia commission. There is a model for this. There's a special commission between NATO and Ukraine, recognizing NATO, on NATO's part, that there is a significant special relationship with Ukraine, and now they're putting Georgia in that same category. Already in a meeting of in a summit of NATO a few months ago, there was a clear idea that eventually Georgia will become a member of NATO. This is not necessarily saying that process is going to be speeded up. It's something that Russia doesn't want, and we can expect Russia to try to block it to some degree. But it certainly is bestowing upon Georgia some kind of special status in NATO now that the creation of a special commission for Georgia has been announced.
Is it bestowing on Georgia any kind of promise that NATO nations would come to its defense?
Well, certainly if Georgia eventually becomes a member, that's part of the deal. On the other hand, if Georgia had been a member, it might have caused the leaders in the Kremlin to think twice about sending in troops. So that issue cuts both ways.
Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Mike Schuster. He is in Brussels, where NATO representatives have been meeting, and they have said there will be no business as usual, which appears to mean several things, with Russia, so long as Russian troops remain in Georgia.